A paper released by the New England Journal of Medicine has found that heart attack survivors given anti-inflammatory injections are less likely to have future heart attacks and cancer. The anti-inflammatory drug, canakinumab, was injected into heart attack survivors over a period of 4 years and resulted in breakthrough results. Whilst revolutionary in its concept, the drug doesn't come cheap. Evangeline Maguire reports.
A quarter of people who suffer a heart attack will suffer another within 5 years. However, a US study has paved the way for a new breakthrough in preventative heart treatment that will decrease the likelihood of future heart attacks. Researchers from Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston underwent a 4-year study to determine whether targeting inflammation with an anti-inflammatory drug will lower the risk of heart attacks and cancer. The CANTOS study involved more than 10,000 heart attack survivors with inflammation. The patients were injected every 3 months with an anti-inflammatory drug called canakinumab, alongside the current cholesterol-reducing drug statin. Andrew McLaughlin, professor of pharmacy at the University of Sydney and Concord Hospital, believes that if anything, the study confirms the medical theory surrounding the link between inflammation and heart attacks.
So this was a bit of a different study because they were studying people not with arthritis or other inflammatory conditions we'd normally think of, but actually people who'd previously had a heart attack. And it lined up a bit of a theory in medicine related to the role of inflammation in people with heart disease and complications of cardiovascular disease to see whether or not in treating people with who'd previously had a heart attack and signs of inflammation, whether or not this treatment could actually improve their response. And as you would see if you read the headline of this paper, it certainly showed that it could reduce cardiovascular risk by reducing inflammation.
The trial found that the use of the canakinumab drug resulted in 25% of people protected from a repeat heart attack, compared to statin at 15%. Professor Gary Jennings, chief medical advisor at the National Heart Foundation, argues that the drug is successful for its ability to specifically target inflammation.
Now, we've had anti-inflammatory drugs, there are lots of them around. They're not as specific in their action as this, and some of the other effects they have countered any beneficial effects they might have in heart disease. But canakinumab was developed to specifically address a narrower target than we've ever looked at before. And at least in the people that have tried out in this study, it seems to have worked.
However, the canakinumab drug doesn't come cheap. And as a result, Professor McLaughlin has concerns over the likelihood of the drug being used alongside statin.
So this particular medicine, I think is unlikely to translate into being a treatment that you'd use alongside a statin. And the reason I say that is that this is a monoclonal antibody that you give every 3 months. Each dose costs about $20,000 Australian. So this is a very expensive monoclonal antibody that's given as an injection just under the skin. We call it a subcutaneous injection. And the cost-benefit of this as a treatment right now is really uncertain.
Despite the results, the likelihood of dying from infections is high. Professor McLaughlin argues that further research is required before using the treatment in Australia.
The downside of using a medicine like this, which modifies your immune response and inflammatory process, is an increased risk of infection. There was quite a number of people who got the treatment group in this study that died from infection, and the overall rate of infection was a bit higher. So people who are older and with diabetes actually seem to be at greater risk. We also need to weigh up the possible harms and benefits for any new treatment. And then we have to figure out, importantly, as you point out, whether it's worth it, whether or not the investment in $20,000 a dose at this stage, you know, is able to prevent or save, you know, costs, one, in the health system, but also improve, of course, the quality of life.
Professor McLaughlin believes that regardless of medical breakthroughs, other risk factors are just as vital to cardiovascular diseases.
People have all sorts of risk factors, some of which are modifiable, some which are not modifiable. So there are things like our diet and lifestyle, which we can modify, but there's also a genetic component that people carry based on your family history, which might put you at greater risk of heart disease as well. You can certainly start to change that by, you know, excluding all those other factors that you can control, but there are some things you can't control for.
Now, whilst the study confirms that lowering inflammation independent of cholesterol reduces cardiovascular risks, there is still a long way to go before heart attacks are no longer the number one cause of death in Australia.
Evangeline Maguire ending that report.